Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program here. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
603-283-6160. Is there anyone out there who's actually excited by the metaverse?
I'm way more excited about Bar Fight VR.
Were you looking at the footage from that?
Well, you mentioned it, so I looked into it a little bit. And it looks so much better.
Is it VR?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's for PS4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes, and other contemporary gaming systems. So, I mean, mm-hmm. Of course, the video game companies are going to be the ones who are actually using this technology
to the max.
Yeah.
Is Bar Fight already a game before it was a VR game?
I don't know.
The game is called Bar Fight VR. There may just be a bar fight. But, I mean, it's shovelware. This is not a top of the line.
What's that? Describe a shovelware.
A really low budget game made for to be small and mm-hmm. to entertain you for like 10, maybe maybe 30 minutes, and then you never play it again.
Okay.
Like Cripple Smash.
Yes, exactly. Like, I don't even know what that is, but I can tell you from the name, that's shovelware.
Yeah.
And that's what Bar Fight is. It's, let's have a digital bar fight in VR. It probably costs $6 or something on the PlayStation Store, and you play it for half an hour, and then you never play it again.
It could be something that you could play for a long time, because what is that game where you fight each other thing? I forget what it's called.
There's a ton of those games.
The main one.
Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat is actually pretty fun. I've played it before.
Which one? There's like 12 of them.
I don't know. I've played it at one of my old friend's house. It wasn't like mine.
I have the newest one, and I was shocked.
What's the newest one?
11, I think.
Okay.
It's 11 or 12. I don't remember now, but it was like 80-something gigabytes, man. I was like, this is obscene.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm going to uninstalled it, but it's not because I hated the game or anything like that. It's eating up almost a tenth of a terabyte for a fighting game.
So they're pimping this metaverse thing hard and heavy on mainstream media. I mean, I just don't know if there's anyone besides the journalists themselves who are actually excited about this. There's so much feigned excitement out there in the media, and it's just, I got to agree with you, Aria, I just don't see, at least at this point in the game, this thing really catching on, even though they are pushing it so hard. I mean, they're trying to, they got Ariana Grande, who's like singing in Fortnite, trying to get people to come play, you know, in Fortnite to see people. And she's not the only one, I guess, who's performed there.
No, there have been concerts in Minecraft as well.
Yeah. So they're trying to do what they can to get people to leave the real world and join the metaverse. And I want to ask Sarah if she is actually interested in this technology. Sarah, what would it take to get you to buy a pair of virtual reality goggles and join the metaverse?
I am not interested. You know, I want to deal with reality. I don't like this fake stuff. Like, I'm more concerned about, like, prices of hearing aids.
Hold on,
you know,
Sarah.
Hold on,
before you get into that, because if you did participate in this virtual reality world, you could sit at a bus stop without someone smoking next to you.
You could ride a virtual bus
without having to deal with the homeless people,
right?
Well, it's an imagination. I mean, you know, I mean, I guess you could pretend that there's no smokers when there are, you know, make yourself happier, I suppose. You create your own reality, but, you know, I never go to movies or anything. I have things that, you know, that, like, hearing aid prices that, look at how many wives of military wives that are, they're suffering because they have to shout and repeat things 10 times to her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, it's...
So you don't go to movies because of hearing aid prices. Did I get that correct?
No, just, I only would want to go to a movie that I want to learn more about the communists and the Russians. There's a lot of films about female Russian spies, and that sounds kind of intriguing.
Hold on a second.
Based in reality. No, I get what she's saying. She's saying she doesn't want to watch a movie based on a fake video of a Russian spy. She'd rather learn about it in real life. Is that what you mean, sir?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's some movies I like if they're really the content is based on reality.
See, like a documentary.
Right, there were really the women Russian spies here that were sleeping with a guy. They have a movie out about that. They're in the 1970s, and they could have gotten if they got caught, they would have been jailed or got into serious consequences. They were risking all of that.
Sarah, I want to go back to the hearing aids because that's what you had called. Yeah. That's what you'd called about. And I'm wondering, when you're saying hearing aid prices are too high, what are you talking about? Hearing aids, they're cheaper now than they surely have ever been. I've never looked at pricing on hearing aids before, but you know the technology has gotten better, right? Like over the last four decades or whatever.
That's correct. I mean, but do you wear a hearing aid? Well, are you a hearing aid expert? You definitely can hear very well.
No, I'm not a hearing aid expert, but anyone, I know you're new to this internet thing. But all you have to do is go online and look. I mean, you can buy hearing aids at Walmart
For like
$89.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Those things don't work. The thing is, you have to pay about $1,200 or more for hearing aids that work.
What do you mean they don't work? I mean, this has 4.7 stars with 1,200 ratings. Obviously, people are getting value from this particular product.
My grandma, she has one that works too good, so she can never hear anything I'm saying. You have to scream directly in her face to listen or to talk to her because she won't put in her headphones or hearing aids because they work too well. She's like, I'm sorry, Bonnie, I don't want to hear the fan blowing on the ceiling, so I never put on my hearing aids.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you need to buy the $180 ones. I mean, that's probably what it is. But from what I hear is that the ones that really do work, it costs about $3,000 a pair.
Have you ever tried one of the $90 pairs?
Well, you know what? I'm not going to waste my money. I've seen them in
catalogs. You can take them back if they don't work.
Well, send it back. I mean, I see them in the catalog, but I'm not even going to try it. Because you know what? I bought
a really good way of keeping your mind closed than saying that they're too expensive is to not try the cheap ones that could work.
Yeah.
You just don't want to test it out.
Well, you wear headphones? I mean, hearing aids, Sarah?
No, but no, the problem is that I live with people that have hearing problems. And I see
the part about military spouses was the giveaway.
Nice.
I feel like wearing out their voice, all those poor women, that the wives are the one that's suffering. Because they have to scream and repeat.
Did you and Richard get married?
With them all the time. Well, I mean, but I live here, but I have to deal with him. You know what I mean? And that's not the only
Are you going to get married?
No, I don't really think so. I like the arrangement.
Do you want to get married?
Right now. No, it's good, but I have to live here with him, and then he watches the TV.
She's not really saying no.
She's not.
Is he listening in the other room? Is he listening to this?
No, I'm in the other room.
Okay. Does he want to get married?
No, that's not important. It's just that it's hard to live with
you. You
want to
help your friend. I get you. Ari is badgering you about it, and
myself.
It's not fair. You want to help yourself so your friend can hear the things that you're trying to say to him that you live with. Look, I don't understand your reluctance here. I mean, as Aria pointed out.
What I'm saying is that it's a ripoff.
No,
these
Sarah.
These hearing aid companies are a ripoff because only who can afford $3,000 for a hearing aid?
$90. There's a company called.
Have you tried them? How do you know if they work?
You haven't tried them.
No, because I don't need it. You don't need it. How do you know if they work or not? Why do they have $3,000 for a hearing aid if they
all
work?
All I know is, look. I know you're a communist, Sarah, so let me see if I can walk you through how the marketplace works briefly. Okay, I'm going to just put you on hold so you can... oops, I dropped her off the line. sorry, Sarah. I'm just going to walk you through this. The marketplace gives people what they want. And without government regulations keeping the marketplace from creating and competing, prices tend to go down. Quality tends to go up. So over the last few decades, hearing aids have gotten cheaper, and they've gotten better than they've ever been in the past.
Just look at how good the average television is and how cheap it is now.
Sure, you can still spend $3,000 on a pair of hearing aids because there's some company out there that'll let you do that. But there's a company here called Audion Hearing, and Walmart carries this product for less than $90, and this company offers a 45-day money-back guarantee. So with a money-back guarantee on the products, you literally have no reason not to try it, and I don't make any money off of this. There's more coming.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. To go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Then coming up, what happens when you ask Alexa for a challenge? You know, one of those things they do on the internet to usually make a fool of you. So, what does Alexa tell you? We'll find that out, because one little girl tried it and came up with a pretty scary answer. Plus, cops called on a robbery, an armed robbery, decided not to go because they were too busy playing video games. Aria's got that story if we get the chance. But phone calls first. Here we go to CW, calling from out west. Go ahead, CW.
Arizona, KTOX.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I like that Sarah said she doesn't want to marry that man. That means she's not in it for the money. She just wants companionship. She loves him, and she doesn't want to marry him. And because, you know, when you marry somebody, you're guaranteeing yourself for money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's how it usually goes. And I like that about her.
That's maybe a good
communism,
point.
Maybe communism isn't that bad.
No, it's bad.
But
well, you have a good point. If people get married in a communist society, it's certainly out of love.
Yeah, it's there's not no the money.
There's no
money.
Material benefit or gain to it whatsoever.
So I think communism is actually, there are some good points to it, but it's completely garbage other than that, I guess, right?
I'm not sure what the good points are.
Well,
I mean, marriage is stupid.
It is.
Indeed.
But anyways, man, I'll never play video games. That's garbage, too. You know what?
Never.
Really?
No. Maybe when I was a teenager, I liked to play the shooter games. That's about the only games I like to play is first-person shooters.
Okay.
Because I like to be ace, you know what I'm saying? When you're ace, that means you're number one. That means you're top of the boards, and that's about the best.
That doesn't fly in communist society.
Give me an idea of what game you did enjoy. What was a first-person shooter, your favorite one?
What was it called? Soldier of Fortune was my favorite first-person shooter. It was like PlayStation. No, it was computer. It was all computer games.
Yep. I remember. I played the second one back in the day.
Yes, I think it was part two.
Yeah.
That was the best first-person shooter. I loved it.
Yep,
and there was another one, Crossfire. Crossfire was a free game that you download on the internet, and that was absolutely beautiful.
But you're done with them now? You don't have time for it anymore?
Yeah, that's probably good. No, when you're an adult, I got plenty of things to do. I got business to grow. I'm working out in my yard.
Yep.
I'm smoking 50 cigarettes a day.
That's a whole job right there. Aria can relate.
That's 2.5 packs a day. That's quite a lot of smoking, yeah.
I'm kind of with you on this. I grew up loving video games, and there's still a warm place in my heart for them, but I just don't spend time on them. I just don't. I've got other things that are interesting.
I used to watch my friends play video games. That was about the only thing we would do. And then when they were done playing video games, we'd stay up all night playing Dungeons and Dragons or White Wolf, Mage. We'd play a lot of that stuff.
You're all into the gaming back in the day.
But, you know, now I'm in my 30s. I don't. I just got too much stuff to do.
I heard you. CW, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. That's what, you know, you got an interesting life. You don't have as much time for things like games.
That's one thing I did appreciate about Sarah's call, that she is not into pretending she has a different life. She'd rather just live her own life.
Yeah. And I don't look down on people who play games. I mean, they're fun, and the technology is fantastic. And, you know, I try to kind of keep up to some extent. I do watch the, what are they called? What's the game review thing that I'll watch every now and then? They do like the movie.
Honest trailers.
Yeah, I'll watch the Honest video game trailer. That way I kind of know some extent like what games
are. I didn't know they did those for video games. Okay, yeah, I guess I'll watch later.
Yeah, they do. They do one a week, just like the Honest movie trailer things. And it's like, oh, okay. That's enough for me. I've seen the game, you know, I've seen some clips from the game, and I really am not interested in playing most of them. It's like, oh, I see what they're doing there.
That's
okay.
That's very much where I'm at. The only games I played in the last 2 months, I think, was when I was on airplanes, and even then I just used my Switch to play, like, chess. So it wasn't like an actual game, but a video interpretation of a board game.
Huh.
Then I must be playing the most video games here right now.
You are the biggest gamer here, for sure.
I don't even play real video games. It's honestly embarrassing. But I play don't. I play them in a productive way because anytime I need to listen to something, I can't just be staring into space. I just start playing Angry Birds or Diner Dash on my phone, so my part of my brain that wants to wander is distracted.
Why aren't those real video? Those are real video games.
Okay, then they're real video games, but like they're phone games. It's not like I'm like actually on a console or anything.
Yeah, but I've always hated that about console and PC gamers looking down on the mobile market. The mobile market is the biggest gaming market that has ever existed.
There's a ton of money in it, right?
Yeah. And there's some extremely good games out there. Like, I think it was Mark or Conan one day, they were playing one of the Kingdom Rush games on their laptop, and that originated on mobile, and the gaming series is fantastic.
What is that? One of those tower defense?
It is tower defense. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the best tower defense games out there, and it wouldn't exist if not for the mobile market. Mm-hmm. And then there's stuff like the Final Fantasy IV remake that is just brilliant on Android. And sure, you could have played it on Nintendo DS if you were one of the weird people who had a handheld Nintendo console 15 years ago. But now, you can download it onto your phone right now and play the entire game. And that's unheard of outside of the Nintendo Switch. These phones here do what the Nintendo Switch does just without the controller and without the ability to play something as graphically demanding as, like, Breath of the Wild.
See, I'm not going to say that I'm some sort of game purist or anything like that, but when I was playing more games over the last decade, which was never a whole lot, but the further back you go in the last decade, the more I was playing video games.
Sure.
Mobile games were starting to be a thing, and I could never justify spending the battery time on them. I would just...
My phone just never dies.
I just would... You know, I want to have my phone for phone things and, you know, checking an email or, you know, making a phone call or whatever. And, you know, if you get into playing video games, you're just going to suck that battery down and you're going to have nothing left. So, just to me, none of the mobile games ever really called out to me to say, this is worth your time and you should get into this.
To be fair, I would never play a mobile game if Neopets didn't die in January 2020 with Flash. I was always just playing those games for my, you know, if
and
I'm
those
listening
were on a web
to something.
Browser, right?
Yeah, yeah, I would play it on my laptop if oh my, I mean, Neopets is literally dead. They're trying to bring as many things back at a small amount of time, but it's been a year now and my favorite games aren't back up yet, so it's really sad.
See, I mentioned Final Fantasy IV because that is one of the games that I played through on mobile, and I mean, it's an extensive game if you go through the New Game Plus and all that. It takes a good 40 or 50 hours, but at the same time, I was sort of half watching television. This was probably a decade ago, and yeah, the phone was plugged in the entire time.
Yeah.
I mean, at the moment, there's no games installed on my phone because I'm the same way now. I don't see any value in it.
If I'm going to plug something in, I might as well just be playing an actual video game with a full-on television or computer monitor or something like that.
Yeah, but they'll just drain your battery now. And then it's like, okay, well, now I don't have a phone and I'm bored. Great. That's not an improvement.
My phone just never dies. I charge it at night when I go to sleep, and then I wake up and I play video games all day while I do stuff on my phone all day.
I don't understand how you can pay attention to something while playing a video game, but...
It's because I play, like, Mahjong Matching or Angry Birds where you're just breaking stuff or...
603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. But none of us are excited for the so-called metaverse. But let's talk about the cops and Pokemon Go coming up.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S. USA Radio News.
Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio said he will not cooperate with the January 6th commission.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Governor Gavin Newsom wants to make California the first state to cover all low-income state residents under its Medicaid plan, regardless of their immigration status. The state already covers younger and older low-income residents who are in the country illegally. Newsom wants state lawmakers to pick up the remainder. He also wants to help businesses and residents struggling from his coronavirus mandates. This is USA Radio News. Some medical professionals are pushing back against pandemic statistics. Moving forward, some are arguing COVID-19 tracking must distinguish between those who are in the hospital because of COVID and those who are admitted for other reasons and then test positive. Dr. Ashish Jha with Brown University spoke to Newsmax.
In the hospital right now, I've been seeing patients all week and weekend, seeing a lot of people admitted because of COVID, and I'm seeing a lot of people admitted for other things like hip fracture or other stuff who incidentally happen to have COVID. And all those people are vaccinated and boosted. They just happen to also have been tested positive.
Many schools, like those in Chicago, are closed to in-person learning, but Dr. Jha said all schools should be open. In related news, Pfizer has announced it expects to have a vaccine that targets the Omicron variant as well as other COVID-19 variants ready in March. Omicron has been described as a more contagious but less severe variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here at the number 603-283-6160. Well, we kind of skipped over the metaverse pimping and just went full on into talking about, you know, gaming in relation to the real world. And you can, of course, comment here, the number 603-283-6160. In fact, speaking of the real world, video games got in the way for some police officers that were supposed to be responding to an actual crime with a real victim. An armed robbery, apparently, and Aria is going to tell us about that. Of course, you can bring up whatever is on your mind, and you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We do have a social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, and you can interact there with other Free Talk Live listeners and hosts, and it's free. And we run the server, so you're not ruled over by Twitter or Facebook or some other big tech megacorporation. We set the rules, and the rules are pretty wide open. You can post about whatever you want there. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. All right, what is the story with these police?
Yeah, well, the headline is wrong. It says Pokemon Go caused two LAPD officers to ignore a robbery in progress.
Hmm.
But Pokemon Go didn't cause that.
Hmm.
The two officers caused that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Everyone that's played Pokemon Go has probably at some point in their life played it when they shouldn't have. I can attest to that, at least for myself, back when I actually cared about Pokemon Go, which was like the first 3 weeks after it came out, then I realized, hey, there's not a whole lot to actually do here. I'm moving on. Sure,
Everyone, wait, aren't you supposed to capture all the Pokemon?
Well, you're also supposed to battle people that also play the game, but
the battle system
wasn't
was so terrible.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I heard it's improved a lot since, but that first experience was so bad that it's like there's no recovering from that.
It would be so fun, honestly, if it was really, really easy to do and fun, but I just I couldn't figure it out.
No, I think it was just a tap on the screen was what it was back then, and it was like not entertaining, and do a long tap for a strong hit or something. It was as basic as you could possibly get.
Wow.
And, of course, battling Pokemon is like 90% of what you do in the games. So
I have never played a Pokemon
game. They're just RPGs. That's all they are,
okay.
Where you have 150 different characters with unique abilities.
I see.
Or at least that's how it was then. Now there's like 800 or something different Pokemon, but yeah. Maybe they pulled out their phone while at work and played a few rounds. That seems a strange way of describing Pokemon Go. I'm not sure this article's author ever played Pokemon Go, because there aren't really rounds that you play. But anyway, moving on. The thing is, though, most people who have done this before were probably not police officers, and when they chose to step out of work, they likely were not ignoring calls of a robbery that was currently taking place. If that example sounds very specific, that's because that's exactly what two LAPD officers did. In recently released court documents, it was unveiled that two officers chose to ignore a robbery that was in progress so they could chase a Snorlax.
Oh my gosh.
This particularly surprises me because Snorlaxes aren't uncommon in Pokemon Go.
Okay.
So it's not like this was some...
They could find these things anywhere.
Yeah, this wasn't some rare thing that, oh my god, we have to seize this opportunity. They're everywhere. Or at least they were. Then, after supposedly capturing the Snorlax, they doubled down and went after I don't know, it's from a future generation that I never played, a Togedic, I guess? While many Pokemon Go players can probably relate to the desire to go catch a Snorlax, doing so instead of responding to a robbery is probably not the best move. The reason this information is available to us is because the two officers who were fired, they were fired, so that's good.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
shocking.
I mean, this
is pretty egregious.
But they did ignore a robbery to play Pokemon Go, so, I mean, that's...
But officer safety.
Well, they're currently appealing their termination.
Of course.
Listed among the reasons why they're appealing is because they weren't actually playing the game, but were instead relaying that information to groups on their app. I don't understand
so
what it means.
They told people in some app, we're not going to get the burglary, we're chasing a Snorlax, and they're trying to say that they were joking or something.
I think they're saying that, hey, we opened Pokemon Go and we saw a Snorlax, and then we told other people about this.
About the Snorlax or the robbery?
I don't know. Not the robbery, presumably. It's all very unclear. This rebuttal is, of course, ignoring that the likely reason they were terminated had to do less with what they were doing specifically while playing Pokemon Go, and more that they were actively doing something involved with the game rather than doing their job in a critical moment. They do have the quotation here. I don't know whether or not it's actually worth reading the excerpt. Yes, it is. Petitioners, that would be the two cops, denied playing Pokemon Go while on duty. They claimed they were monitoring a Pokemon tracker application on their phone, which is playing Pokemon Go,
right?
But not playing the game itself. As for catching Pokemon, Officer Lozano insisted this referred to capturing an image of the Pokemon on the tracking application to share with friends, while Officer Mitchell said his statements about fighting the Togetic referred to relaying that information to the groups on my app.
Well,
even
if that's true, I don't understand how that makes it any better. It's like, I wasn't playing Pokemon Go. I was on Instagram taking a screenshot of a Snorlax.
No,
why is that better?
It's worse than that. I mean, that would be bad, but they're saying that Pokemon Go isn't a game. Mitchell said he did not consider the application a game because it was not, quote, advertised as a game.
Oh, my God.
He thinks
this
it's
legalese
real?
Stuff. They're like, they're playing legal word games.
They're trying to.
With a court.
It's not going to work, I don't think. Petitioners admitted leaving their foot beat area in search of Snorlax. I can't believe I just read that. But they insisted they did so both as part of an extra patrol to chase this mythical creature. For anyone that's surprised to find out Pokemon Go is still being played all these years later, I actually kind of am surprised to hear that now that they mention it, the game itself has managed to get even more addictive since it was first released back in 2016.
Huh.
gyms were buffed up. That's just, there's hundreds of new Pokemon to capture, and there are raids everywhere. Whatever all of that stuff means. What I'm taking away from this is that, yes, these cops are counting on a judge or a jury to not know what a video game is. It could actually be interesting to hear them legally define what constitutes a video game, because they're saying, no, we were fired for playing a game, and we weren't playing a game. Pokemon Go isn't a game. But I don't know how it couldn't possibly be a game.
Where was your article from?
It is from Edge Gaming.
I got one from Vice here. Apparently the officers are appealing the decision of their firing, claiming that LAPD violated their privacy by listening to their conversation.
Oh, my God.
They subsequently lost their appeal, so they apparently are still fired.
Good.
This is like...
They wanted to find out why these cops ignored the robbery, so they watched their body cam footage.
Something
or whatever.
Like that. They had some way of listening in, and according to the audio, I guess, after Mitchell apparently caught the Snorlax, exclaiming, "Got him!" Petitioners agreed to go get the Tugtick and drove off. Mitchell said that he buried the Tugtick and used an Ultra Ball on it and was still trying to catch it after quite some time. Quote, "Holy crap, man, this thing is fighting the crap out of me," Mitchell said, according to court records. Quote, "Holy crap, finally, the guys are going to be so jealous," unquote.
And it's not playing a game? It sounds exactly like playing a game.
Yeah.
He was fighting a Tugtick.
Yeah.
And his friends are going to be jealous that he caught a Tugtick.
Well, because of things like Animal Crossing and stuff like that, I don't even view video games as being these things that have to have end goals or even plots or anything like that. It's just a setting in which you can interact with stuff and have consequences. That,
yeah,
to me, is what a video game is, and that could be almost anything.
Yeah.
So I don't see they lost the appeal, but I don't see a judge ever saying, yeah, no, Pokemon Go.
Not a game.
You're right.
Okay.
It's not a video game.
Right. Like, well, would the judge have said, oh, okay, it's a porn app, so you're fine. You don't have to go into...
Yeah, that's why I said the Instagram thing. I was like, yeah, would the judge say, oh, it's fine, you were just on Instagram when
no.
you ignored the burglary in progress?
I don't care if the cops are out there playing video games instead of arresting, you know, a teenager
for... Let them capture the Snorlax, not the drug dealer.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, that was going to be Aria's idea if she was sheriff, was to have them do this.
To play Pokemon Go?
Yeah, but they would have responded to robberies, or I would have fired them.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, okay, if there's an actual violent act going on, maybe they should go and do that. And so in this case, for once, the court made the right choice, and they fired these guys. The number is 603-283-6160, and now they got way more time to play Pokemon Go.
That's true.
Now that they're out of work.
Now the boys are really jealous.
And it does make you wonder what boys they're talking about. Is it the entire department, like their whole like office? Are they all playing Pokemon Go all the time?
I bet.
Just these two just got caught for it?
I kind of hope so.
We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. If you want to join in here in the remaining moments, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Is the metaverse going to take over your life? That is what the mainstream media wants you to believe. Color us skeptical about it, but boy, they are going to pour a lot of billions into this, and there's a lot of propaganda out there hitting every single day, every week. In mainstream publications. If we get the chance, we can talk further about that. But we've just sort of been talking tech and gaming here with some of the news items, like the police. Apparently in Los Angeles, a couple of cops have actually been fired because they played Pokemon Go instead of responding to a real armed robbery call, and then subsequently tried to act like they weren't playing a video game.
Yeah, they weren't playing a video game. They were monitoring an application
for Pokemon that they could then capture, quote unquote. And I guess you earn points for that, right? Like, is that what? Like, do you get levels and points in the Pokemon Go game?
I mean, that was one of the places they screwed up. Was that you didn't really have there were strength differences, and you know, you could sort of make your Pokemon stronger, but it didn't have the depth that a leveling system would have had, like the video games did. So
it was a disappointment
very,
for you.
Very bare bones.
So, Bonnie, you've got a story here as well, and this is also about technology, specifically the Amazon Alexa device, this
spyware.
Yeah, I was going to say spy device that you can put in your own home.
Volunteer and, spy device?
Yeah, and then they listen to you, and ostensibly, you know, they answer questions about whatever the hell you want to ask it. And so recently, somebody asked it for a challenge.
Yes, it says Amazon's Alexa tells 10-year-old girl to touch a live plug with a penny. During the holidays, a little girl wanted to engage in some physical challenges, and by challenges, I don't really know why it says physical challenges, but by challenges, what the author means here is like the ice water bucket challenge.
Oh, I don't think so, based on what I read about this article a few weeks ago. It was challenges like, hey, you know, rub your tummy while you pat your head, those sorts of challenges. Well, something that may entertain a child without being a TikTok trend.
Oh, okay. Well,
at least that's how I understood it. The ice water bucket is pretty entertaining.
Which one was that?
Remember, didn't we do that with Will Coley once upon a time? Where we
I don't think a 10-year-old girl wants to do it. For no reason.
We did, though. And it was fun.
I never wanted to do that.
I wouldn't recommend it again. I mean, it was summertime here in New Hampshire as well, so that made it easier. But
right.
Yeah, that was like we tried to do a kick, help ice kick the
thing.
Bucket challenge or something.
I want to say that I would try the what was that, crate challenge?
Oh, no, God, I wouldn't try the crate challenge.
But
that's
it,
nuts.
That's the one where people, like, can break their legs and stuff.
Yeah,
mightily.
I was going to say, I would be too afraid. I want to say that I would try it because it kind of looks fun, especially if you do it in
like
grass.
Fun.
But it also
do the Reaper
scary.
Challenge.
No, that's way too scary. Okay, well.
At least you won't break a leg with the Reaper challenge.
That's true. You may break a Conan.
Yeah. That was so scary. Okay, it says the little girl wanted to engage in some physical challenges, so she asked Amazon's Alexa for some challenges. Alexa, challenge to do. Alexa indicated that it had found some challenges on the web. The voice assistant suggested, quote, plug in a phone charger about halfway into a wall outlet, then touch a penny to the exposed prong.
Kids, don't try this at home. Adults, don't try this at home. This is really bad advice.
Never plug in anything halfway into an electrical outlet.
And then touch the prong
with
your fingers or anything else.
So that's terrifying.
Evidently about
they do use that method in like jail and in the military and stuff like that to, you know, create a spark so they can light a cigarette or something like that.
I thought you were going to say to
more
kill
than
yourself.
A spark.
Evidently,
I wouldn't do it, but I've seen people do it and they did not get injured, but I would not recommend it.
Yeah, no, I've seen video of this happening and it is a flash, like a explosion kind of.
It's like using a taser to.
Yeah.
Light your cigarette.
You definitely don't want your kid to do it.
Says evidently about a year ago, there had been the penny challenge circulating on TikTok and some other social media sites, which is so messed up. Alexa's algorithms picked up this challenge and shared it with a 10-year-old girl to do in response to her request for a challenge to do. Luckily, the little girl was smart enough not to listen to Alexa.
Thank goodness.
Her mother was also there.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, has Amazon commented on this? Have they said, you know, I'll bet get
yeah.
in there.
It says, after being informed about this incident, Amazon told the BBC that it took swift and immediate action to update Alexa to prevent Alexa from suggesting such activity in the future.
This is why you can't rely on Alexa and Google
to take care of your kids.
Yeah, and all of this other stuff, because they're dumb. Alexa has no ability to actually look through challenges and think, oh, this seems like it's probably a threat to human safety. I shouldn't recommend this.
First, get a Tide Pod. Then, open your mouth and drop it in.
I don't think that would even kill people, though. It was
it
just
made them
really
very
uncomfortable.
It made them very sick. I think it might have killed
it
some people.
It probably could kill maybe like a small 10-year-old girl. I don't know.
That was a stupid challenge, man. Zoomers.
The penny challenge thing is like something that dumb high school guys would do, right? Like that's the level of intelligence.
I saw somebody take a bong hit of a Tide Pod, and that looked like the worst thing ever.
What?
They were just immediately like coughing so hard.
How do you
like,
take a bong hit of a Tide Pod?
You break it open and put it in a bong?
Well, not a bong, but a dab rig. So they put some, you know, a little bit of the Tide Pod into the
glass
part.
Wait, they vaped the Tide Pod?
Like a dab rig, you know, like you put it into the little black glass part with the stick.
And they vaporized
and
it?
I don't know if that's called vaporizing
it.
That's
what,
it's like
what a dab rig is. A dab rig is a vaporizer. A dab rig takes a heated glass, I don't know what you call it, but something that
a little glass bowl.
Yeah, you put the weed or whatever, or the
it's resin or something, right?
Yeah,
you heat it up with the fire first with actual like torch, and then you stick it on with like a stick into this glass bowl.
Yeah,
that's what he
did. Essentially, it boils it.
But with a Tide Pod.
Oh my God!
And he was just like, it was like the second the smoke looked like it reached his mouth, he was coughing like so hard, like he was dying.
That's good.
That's
being
horrifying.
Stupid should be painful.
Wow. Is there anything else that you wanted to share from that, Bonnie?
So eating Tide Pods wasn't enough for this person. He's like, I have to take this to a new level.
Yeah. I want it in my lungs.
I'm going to dab a Tide Pod.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Well, about the penny touching challenge that Alexa suggested. It says, Amazon also stated that customer trust is at the center of everything we do, and Alexa is designed to provide accurate, relevant, and helpful information to customers.
Clearly.
Yeah, that's what they say, too. Yeah, it's the marketing cover.
And, I mean, this viral trend or whatever was more than a year old, you said, that it was circulating on TikTok. And I can't imagine...
Oh, the penny thing? Yeah, it's been around for a while.
I can't imagine too many people actually did this. They just spread it. You know, how you can say, microwave your phone for 20 seconds to dry it out. You know, you can skip the rice or whatever. I don't think anyone actually does it. They just share it in the hopes of getting some stupid
person to do it.
I think some people really do it. But, yeah, they just think it will work, not because they're not a challenge.
Like, when I went to buy a radar detector, like, a year and a half ago, some of the reviews were like, this doesn't detect the cops. Oh, you have to microwave it for 30 seconds to activate cop detector mode.
What?
Because if people are stupid enough to think that a radar detector is going to detect every single cop, then maybe they are stupid enough to put it in the microwave to activate the super secret cop detector function.
I mean, the radar detector will only detect the cops using their radar, not the ones who aren't.
Yeah, and not all of them even have radar to use.
Really?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I would think that'd be standard issue, but yeah, I don't know either. Maybe some departments only have a few radar units.
I know New Hampshire state troopers recently upgraded to laser. At least one of them did.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I had never heard
the sound before, and suddenly it started making this weird noise that I'd never heard, and I looked and I said laser, and sure enough, there's a state trooper right there. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's terrible news. You sure you weren't in Massachusetts?
I'm 100% sure. I was right there at that roundabout near Swansea. I mean,
it
was like 3 minutes from my house.
Oh, because that used to be like one of the real perks for New Hampshire was that there was no laser.
Well, it's only happened the one time.
Still, though, that's not good. That means the Pandora's box is opened.
At least one state trooper here has it.
Yeah, if they can have one, then that means they can have a bunch of them. So.
But if I understand it, isn't laser like... It may be more accurate for them, but isn't it more narrow? Like, they have to point it at this specific area?
Right, so they know it's you. That's the problem with laser, is once you get hit by laser, you're done for. Like, there's no doubt. You can't say, oh, no, it was the car behind me or whatever. You can't, there's nothing. They've got you. So when the laser indicator goes off on your radar, it's already
too late.
Yeah. You've been hit. If they pull you over, then... You're going to get pulled over, or, they're giving you a heads up that that's likely to happen. If you were speeding, there's a good chance you're getting pulled over in that case. You don't get the heads up. Like, with radar, you can detect it over a hill, and then you can slow down before you get to them. With laser, they're already seeing you. Out of time for tonight, and join us tomorrow night when Conan is going to be back on the show.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll have a little reunion with him, and I think we're going to talk about mass psychosis, so that'll be fun. I've been looking forward to discussing that. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime. At freetalklive.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.